Proclamation number 1504, dated the July 5th, 1940. Concern for the soul's salvation. Utterly unselfish neighborly love. Every undisturbed hour should be used to work for the benefit of the human race. Spiritual well-being should take precedence over earthly interests, because there is no time to lose. The demon likewise makes use of every opportunity to spiritually damage the human race, and so the opposing power must constantly be at work in order to prevent his actions. Good spiritual forces must unite in their work against this power, and thus neither indifference nor carelessness may arise, which would only serve the adversary's purpose. For then he will only intensify his activity. He will also weaken people's determination and wear them out if they do not diligently work against him. What's more, it is a transgression against the commandment of neighborly love if people slacken in the battle for the salvation of souls which are in need of help. It should be your greatest concern to help those who are approaching their spiritual downfall. Don't leave them in their spiritual darkness and turn away from them indifferently, for they need your help. They are weak and no longer able to release themselves from the power of the opponent. In their dark and lightless surroundings they do not recognize their soul's adversity and therefore do not desire light. Even so, you should make an effort to kindle a small light and bring these poor souls a tiny glimmer of it, so that they will take notice and pay attention to your activity. You should leave no stone unturned in changing their indifference of spiritual knowledge into interest. You should show their thoughts the right path. You should educate them and beseech them to remember their soul and to understand the meaning of life. You should try to persuade them to have faith in Jesus Christ and explain that a life of love on earth is far more beneficial than only to live for selfish love, for the fulfillment of earthly wishes. You should not withhold anything from them which made you find the path of ascent. You should acquaint them with the teaching of Jesus Christ and the fact that they can only ascend through kind-hearted service. You should do everything possible which can guide these souls out of the spiritual night into the light of day. Then you will be kind-heartedly active in the truest sense of the word. This is the most unselfish neighborly love because it only applies to a fellow human being's salvation of soul. This task requires infinite love and patience. For it is very difficult to persuade the beings in darkness to accept the word of God. They will staunchly resist it, because the opponent himself is your strongest adversary and incites people's will into most powerful resistance. Nevertheless, a person's love can be victorious if these souls are tirelessly and patiently fought for with these very means of love. Not the external person but the soul needs to be paid attention to, which is in a pitiful state and can no longer muster the strength to release itself from the opponent's shackles. Hence the love of an enlightened person, that is, someone who knows the truth, will recognize the adversity of such souls and not slacken in his effort for them. He will try to help them through heartfelt prayer. He will present the soul's hardship to the Father in heaven and appeal to him for strength to accomplish the redemptive work. If his own strength is not sufficient and the person's will begins to tire before the soul has been won over for eternal life. Therefore you should constantly be active with love, and give all your love to your fellow human beings' souls which suffer adversity. Don't let yourselves be depressed by failures but always desire the strength from God, then you will be able to solve the most difficult tasks, you will snatch the souls from the opponent and lead them to the Heavenly Father, and these souls will be grateful to you for all eternity. Amen.